for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable.
720 WGN and live on CLTV. He is the owner of Heaven on 7 and part owner along with his son of the Purple Pick. And I say part owner because I feel like your son does all the work over at the Purple Pick.
You know what he does? Yeah, he does all the work.
Okay. Chef Jimmy Banos in studio to talk turkey. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. I haven't seen you forever. It's great to see you.
You look so good. You're losing so much weight.
I am not losing weight. I'm staying fit.
Maybe it's your haircut.
I missed you. Half the people listening right now are going to overcook their turkey, aren't they?
You know, hopefully it gets in the oven because I did a call-in years ago and they, you know, my turkey's frozen in the trunk and I still have dinner at 5 o'clock. You know, it's just...
What do you do for that?
Go to Popeye's Chicken and go get chicken.
What?
Or go make reservations somewhere because it's amazing how people just don't get it.
Really?
Yeah. If you get a frozen bird, you have to thaw it out, you know.
Right.
Not the day of.
How long does it take to thaw a bird?
Out? I mean, let's say I took mine out on Sunday
and
what do you call it, left it in the refrigerator and it's ready today.
God, I love Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's my most favorite holiday.
We feed our faces. And this is, you know, people start talking about food a month in advance.
Right.
I talked to my mother last week. This is the first year forever that I've never spent with family because I have to work today and Friday. So I'm staying in Chicago tomorrow, going to friend's house because my mother is coming in next week. Oh, but she started preparing 3 weeks ago.
Right. She makes all the homemade family stuff.
Right. She the Lebanese food, the homemade grape leaves. She rolls by hand. She finished that 2 days ago.
See, the Greeks say domadas. You say grape leaves.
Yeah.
They say what a anib.
Anib?
What a unib.
What a unib.
What a unib.
Hey, like, hey, what a unib.
What a unib.
I'm supposed to bring the pastito. I said, you know, I was saying, I think to you earlier, what we used to do is like one aunt or one mom or, you know, and I say this generously, mom and dad, I should say, but
right.
they used to make everything. Like your mom cooks everything. My mom would cook everything. My aunt would cook everything. Now, you know, we're going to my cousin's tomorrow and everybody's bringing
something. You have to.
Right.
You totally have to. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
What's with cranberries? You got the...
No, you know what? I'm going to probably get like hate letters. I'm not a cranberry guy.
I can't stand them.
I'm not.
I don't get
it. Me too.
I mean, people love like, oh, I love the can. Take them out of the can. It's like, really?
Well, explain to me the can thing where you take the can and you just put it on the plate in the shape of a can.
Right.
That's a thing.
Not even slice it.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, I made a cranberry relish one time for a catering thing that I was doing, not for the house. And, it was good. Fresh cranberries. You know, they're really tart and you have to kind of balance them with some honey and stuff like that. I mean, those are good, but I just like, you know, gravy.
Here.
It's all gravy.
I like cranberries.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the can or in the
can?
Well, no. On the plate and kind of
sliced.
Smoothed out. Yeah.
See, my mom would cook them down, but she'd add some sugar to it.
Exactly.
She'd sweeten them a little. Yeah, like you said.
Yeah, I'm not a jello, like Greeks. Well, my wife's Italian, though, but they love jello molds. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't like Jell-O molds. I mean, I like just plain Jell-O, okay, but Jell-O molds, no, fruit in there, it's like, ugh.
Let's talk turkey. Do you encourage people to cook their turkey upside down so the white meat is...
I honestly have the best turkey that's ever been made. I cook it in 15 pounds of butter, anywhere between 12 and 15 pounds of actually European-style butter, 82%.
15 pounds!
So I put like 5 or 6 pounds under the skin. And then I put a couple in the backside, and then I put the stuffing in it. I stuff my bird too. A lot of people are against that, but
you got to stuff the bird.
Right. And then I open up the flap in front where the head was at, and I stuff more in there.
Right.
You know, we do about 12 to 15 loaves of bread of stuffing that we make. Old school, my mother-in-law's recipe. It's gizzards and livers and mushrooms.
My mom does all that.
Yeah, it's great. Like my wife made the stuffing last night. It was awesome. And then we do the sweet potatoes. We cook the sweet potatoes today.
Not a fan of sweet potatoes. I don't get it. Is it a potato or is it a candy?
See, that's my favorite dish. That's what I was going to ask you too.
Yeah.
So I love the sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
You can sweeten them though with marshmallows, other things.
Well, they'll do like, there was a big debate I saw, like why would you put marshmallows on you know, soft on soft? But it's like warm, melted marshmallows. It's so good.
Oh, melting. I can just take a spoon.
I used to do that, but then everybody said, no, we just want the candy sweet potatoes. So they outruled me.
Are you eating sweet potatoes?
Yes. Dave? We always have sweet potatoes.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that we have the marshmallows in them, but we eat sweet potatoes all the time. I mean, they're really pretty healthy potato.
Mm. They're so good.
If you don't put brown sugar in marshmallows.
It really is. I mean, if you don't put all the rest of the stuff in there, but a candy sweet potato is great. But to get honestly, if you want to get a brown turkey all the time, and Ina actually gave me this tip like probably 15 years ago, is kitchen little small bottle of Kitchen Bouquet or Gravy Master.
Okay.
And you give it a spray tan. So you just put a little bit on there, you rub it all up, and it's all of a sudden it's brown.
And it tastes fine?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Oh, that's awesome. So then I put it,
So you give your turkey a spray tan after you slather it with butter?
Yes. And then I put it in the oven at 500 degrees. Wait, 500 degrees for a half hour, so it starts getting the brown process. And then I cover it every half hour, baste it, and stuffed 15 minutes a pound. It comes out unbelievable.
Do you have the electric knife to use that?
No, I just hack away at it. It's good.
Do people still use the electric knife
for cutting? I'm sure they do. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, my uncle used to always use the electric knife.
Well, it's nothing wrong with it. That's fine.
I feel like they were made in the 70s, and after 1978, everybody had them, so they stopped making them.
Right. Yeah, I've seen one, actually. My son's in-laws have one, actually.
Okay. Is it new, or is it from 78?
No, it's 78. It still works pretty good, though.
Carter was president?
Yeah, it's nice. It's all right.
So put butter all over your turkey. That's your key to keep it in
place. And then I use my Cajun seasoning, and I put that on there instead of salt and pepper. It's not hot.
What about gravy? Putting gravy on?
So how I make the gravy is that the last hour, because now all the butter and the turkey juice is now encompassed that whole turkey.
Right.
Just the top is showing, because I have like an 8-inch big hotel pan. So I pour all that out into a bowl, and then I skim all the butter off. Okay, and then I put 2 quarts of heavy cream.
Oh my god!
2 quarts of heavy cream.
You're unbelievable. No wonder your food tastes so great.
And then I thicken it up with Wondra flour. So if you don't want to make a roux, just get Wondra flour. You go to any of the grocery stores, and they have it.
Isn't this what one of the kids in the third grade class suggested when we were talking about how to prepare a turkey?
Would they say Wonder Flour?
No, he actually said 500 pounds of whipped cream.
Right, there it is.
Right.
Yes,
and then peppermint. Some of the kids said peppermint, too.
Jimmy Banos in studio. I got to take a quick break, and we'll talk more turkey. And you brought in a ton of food today. I mean, this is wonderful. And I have the Costco pumpkin pie, the greatest pie on the planet Earth. Dave, you had a question for Jimmy?
I did, and Jimmy brought us Heaven on 7 Angel Dust Seasoning.
Yes.
Is that what you were saying?
I put that on a turkey.
Okay, I'm smoking a turkey breast. My wife is roasting a turkey, but I'm going to smoke a turkey breast.
You could put that on there. It would be perfect.
Use it as the rub?
Definitely.
Excellent. Thank you.
This gumbo is unbelievable. Do you serve gumbo on Thanksgiving?
No, you know what? I don't at my house.
Okay, good.
I don't. I mean, we do it all week and everything like that. So, all my family comes in. They're all working with me anyway. So, it's no gumbo. But I'm going to do greens, like collard greens I'll bring, and mustard. We do a mess of greens, which is mustard greens and turnip greens. And so we'll do that.
I got a little question about the leftovers.
Cornbread.
So if you're going to reheat everything, can you put it in the microwave? Should you do it in the oven? And should you make fresh gravy or just reheat everything?
I'm a microwave guy. Okay. Microwave it.
What?
Yeah, why not?
You always say the opposite of what I think you're going to say.
No, what are you going to do? Put it in the oven, then if you're not going to use it all, then it gets all dried out.
Right.
See, I like to take get some.
Gets at me?
Wait, paper towels. Wet the paper towels. Okay. Put it over what you're going to have.
All right, my mother taught me that.
And then it steams it. It's beautiful. It's,
perfect.
Yeah.
It's the best part.
It's good stuff.
They haven't outlawed, microwaves yet, so we're in good shape.
Are you a Greek stuffing fan?
No, hate it.
Me too. I was the same way. I was like disowned by my family.
What is it?
Either ground beef or ground lamb with chestnuts.
Yeah, it's not.
So what do you have here, and can they get it at your restaurant?
Yeah, so we do turkey all week, and then we do a sliced Cajun turkey breast on cornbread stuffing with collard greens and cream gravy, or a turkey and wild mushroom etouffee with sweet potato polenta, which is there. It's here somewhere.
So are you going to be cooking at home or your wife?
Oh, no, both of us.
Now, do you both wear headbands?
No. I put the turkey. I mean, she does the stuffing, the sweet potatoes. I mean, I help her, but she's that's her domain. That's awesome. I do the turkey.
How long have you been in business?
37 and a half years.
God bless, wow, man. That's wow, unbelievable.
It's pretty crazy.
You're a Chicago institution, really.
I like when people say that. It's mm-hmm, nice.
Well, I mean, everybody knows Jimmy Banos, and now they know your son.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Which is good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good legacy.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
What are the what's the go-to sides that we should start with?
Oh, man.
Dave Bennett's not eating.
You know, the greens
potatoes
are freaking great.
Yeah.
The greens, the grits, the red beans. If you are, you know, vegetarian, I got vegetarian black beans.
Do I look like a vegetarian?
Well, no,
I'm eating
no,
your gumbo here with sausage.
Exactly,
in.
But I have my vegetarian. I actually have a vegan gumbo. The gumbo's the herbs. No butter, no fat.
Really?
Yep.
Do you eat that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in good shape.
It's good. It's like it's Creole penicillin.
So you're keeping the weight off too.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
Four years, 75 pounds. I call it the horse diet. It's oatmeal and apples, Honeycrisp apples. Best thing God ever made.
What did you have for breakfast today?
Today, I had nothing. I had an apple today because I was running.
Well, I have some turkey for you from
yeah,
exactly, the Purple Pig right across the street.
Right.
Jimmy Banos, thank you for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
Great
happy
to see you.
Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.